From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another attempt to deliver humanitarian aid to Syria. What was called a clearly marked UN convoy was due to deliver aid on Thursday to besieged areas near the Syrian capital after a 48-hour suspension to review security guarantees following an attack on relief trucks near Aleppo, that according to a UN spokesman. The United Nations suspended land deliveries after the convoy attack, which the Syrian Arab Red Crescent says killed a staff member and around 20 civilians. We have no word as yet from the United Nations whether or not that delivery was made. United Nations said it was possible that countries backing the Syria peace process would agree on Thursday to salvage a collapsed ceasefire, that it was still working to restart peace talks within weeks. UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezeldin Ramzi.
It is clear that the co-chairs are determined to make their agreement work. That is very clear. The Security Council, also all the members who spoke there, some of them at the head of state level, gave their support to the efforts of the co-chairs and expressed their determination to help them in discharging their duties.
Ramzi told reporters in Geneva that the United States and Russia had the backing of other states in the International Syria Support Group, which was to meet later on in New York for the second time this week to reinvigorate their joint truce plan. Ramzi said he had hoped to hear a positive outcome within hours, but again, nothing as yet. A relaunch of the U.S.-Russia peace plan would require all sides to swallow their anger and attacks. This is VOA News. Law enforcement authorities in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are resisting calls for the release of video footage of Tuesday's police killing of an African-American man, but will comply with a request from his family to privately view the footage. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said at a news conference Thursday,
"Ultimately, as I said before, our practice has been not to release, but to allow for the party who feels they've been mistreated in any way to see that. A request has come our way to do just that, and we're going to honor that request. But there are other things that are going on, too, about, just to be quite frank with you, whether there's going to be an outside investigation. And at that point, it would halt what we're doing moving forward as far as releasing anything."
Charlotte officials say there are no plans to immediately impose a curfew after two nights of violent protests that were triggered by the fatal shooting of a 43-year-old man, Keith Lamont Scott, at an apartment complex. Police said officers were looking for someone else when they saw Scott come out of a car with a gun and that the officer fired after Scott ignored warnings to drop the weapon. Troops with the National Guard and the State Highway Patrol are being deployed Thursday after protesters rallied for a second night. The deployments come one day after the governor declared a state of emergency. The U.S. Central Bank delivered an upbeat assessment of the U.S. economy this week, but says its benchmark interest rate will remain unchanged for now.
U.S. economic growth continues to pick up, led by stronger consumer spending and a solid increase in household incomes. Although business investment remains soft, Fed Chief Janet Yellen signaled the strongest possibility yet of a rate hike this year.
Most participants do expect that one increase in the federal funds rate will be appropriate this year, and I would expect to see that if we continue on the current course of labor market improvement and there are no major new risks that develop.
Low interest rates help boost economic growth by keeping borrowing costs low. But keeping them low too long could also trigger runaway inflation. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Philippine military officials have announced the first large-scale combat exercises between U.S. and Filipino forces under President Rodrigo Duterte, who has been critical of American security policies. Military officials said Thursday the annual maneuvers by about 1,400 U.S. military personnel and 500 Philippine Marines will involve amphibious landing and live-fire exercises at a northern gunnery range. It's scheduled to start on October 4th and end on the 12th. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.